Let's consider the question of transparency in government. You just mentioned how important transparency is. And in particular, Wisconsin's public record laws require open access to village records for all citizens. However, getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, information packets given to village trustees in open session occasionally include documents that visitor packets don't have. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized. How do you propose making village records as freely available as possible to the general public?
Well, this starts with the village president and their meetings with the village administrator. And getting, that's where it has to start, number one. So I do believe right now our village administrator has a tendency to quick. Oh, we've got to make a decision now. I think it has to start with the village president, working with the village administrator, getting the correct documents out there, getting the correct information so that we can let our residents know and we can let the trustees know. But it all starts from that initial meeting, that weekly meeting with the village administrator and the president, getting the correct documents and getting the agenda set.
So the president's role, in your view, is really important, is really paramount in operating a village. The president, of course, is not a mayor like he would you might have in a city. He is a trustee by law, but he is first among the seven trustees, so to speak. And his relationship with the village administrator is really somewhat unique between the president and the administrator. How do you see that relationship working out in practice? You said you start with weekly meetings, and what would you see changing in the relationship between the village president and the village administrator?
I see the village president more as an oversight of the administrator. The administrator may bring up ideas, and the village president saying, okay, we're going to take this, this, and this on. We want this information, and kind of direct it so that when the packets come out to trustees, that we're fully informed, and we don't get these gotchas or these last-minute decisions that have to be made quickly. I've been involved in some of those, and quite frankly, it's beyond me. One of them was the Van Zeeland Manufacturing. Kakana supposedly had offered him a deal, and the village administrator came to the meeting and said, "We got to know tonight. Got to know tonight." I'm like, "Well, what did Kakana offer?" "Well, we have no idea, but this is what they want. We got to know tonight." And right from there, I shook my head and I thought, "This is quite interesting that it's just happening quickly." So. You know, that's one example where the information has to get to the trustees. This village is run by the trustees and the village president. It's not run by village staff. And that's got to be paramount. And we are accountable to the taxpayers. That's the ultimate accountability is the taxpayer. And we're, you know, representative democracy. We're there to look out for the taxpayer of Little Chute. So I just, you know, if I get on the village board, that will be paramount to get the information to the village president saying, we want the information, and we want it ahead of time.